Nginya Hassan, LC5 chairperson for Koboko District Local Government, says the district intercepted over 165 migrants who crossed into Uganda from South Sudan through the illegal border points.
This is because of the neon clashes that is happening on the other side. Now, such situations are more dangerous to us because now people are running away from the bad situation on the other side. Now the corona is also here. How to manage this? Actually, as I talk now, we are stuck. We cannot host them as refugees. We are failing even to put them into quarantine because the number is many. We cannot manage.
It has been believed that migrants are running away due to the clashes that sparked off last week in the neighboring South Sudan. Honorable James Baba, the Member of Parliament for Koboko County, says the new influx of refugees has created more worries on the leaders in Koboko District.
The government and the president himself says those people should not be allowed to come in. But they are coming in. The borders are porous. The soldiers and security people are not all over the borders. Koboko has over 70 kilometers of borderline with both South Sudan and DRC Congo.
He further says the district is currently stuck on how to manage the situation.
It's not only for safety of people against COVID, but there's also the humanitarian challenge that these are people fleeing for their lives, fleeing for protection. How do you manage the two? Really, government needs to have a serious review of this and see how best the refugee issues can be handled. People are running for their lives. There's serious fighting going on in South Sudan.
Koboko District was set to repatriate migrants back to South Sudan since the new guideline has prohibited registration and allowing new entrants due to the deadly pandemic, which has remained a threat globally.